The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
And a very great evening, my brothers and sisters all around the world. Well, this is really something else. I am on the, track wheel with Alpheus Finlayson on Guardian Radio 96.5 FM. And my brothers and sisters, I am so excited that a young man who is now being coached by Henry Roll in Boca Raton. And he is about 18, and I think in about 4 or 5 years, he will be similar. He runs the 200 and the 400. He will be similar to a young man called Stephen Gardner, 200 and 400. And years ago, I had the opportunity of telling Stephen Gardner he would have been the best ever 200 and 400 meter runner. And ladies and gentlemen, we all know that those people will get to be a part of, or somebody as a part of the World Championships that's coming, I should say, not next year, but another 2 years, which will be in Budapest. So if you think about the Olympics, the recent Olympics, you're going to see from the Bahamas. And we're talking about Stephen Gardner and Shawnee Miller-Weibo. Then we're seeing some people who are listening to the show. And I think that they will, of course, be shocked and amazed. And I have to say that my co-host is not here. Oh, Terry Antonio is watching. Thank you, Terry. Keep on watching, and I'm sure you will enjoy the show. You know, we can't do very much without people like you who are watching. And there are more than 400 people who are watching, but you only see so many people on right on the show. We have Ronald Morris. Oh, he is my classmate at St. John's University in Minnesota. He lives in Chicago. Ronald Morris, my good classmate at the St. John's University. And I would just like to say that we cannot do very much without people who are listening. And I'll tell you this, there are all kinds of platforms that people can watch on. And I'm told that, well, I don't see it, I'm told that tomorrow or day after tomorrow, you would be able to show watch the show on the Guardian's Facebook page. And so that's what people are doing. And I told you that my co-host is not well. And I really pray for her that next week she would be ready to perform. And what I feel so good about is that my guest this evening is none other than a young lady, she's no young girl anymore, called Beryl Eve. And Beryl is the one who is my guest. And I know that plenty of you have never heard about Beryl Eve, especially the young people. But the older people who have watched Beryl from she was a young lady to now. She is retired, but she is somebody that the Haymans would really enjoy hearing from. And with this in mind, I would like for you to put Laverne Eve on, please. Good evening, Laverne. Good evening, Laverne. Good evening, Laverne.
Hi, Mr. Finlayson. Hawk, how are you?
Well, Hawk. Mr. Finlayson was my daddy, Laverne.
All right.
Laverne.
Yes, sir.
Anyhow. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. Just left work. I'm doing really well. Not going to complain.
That's powerful. So somebody else is watching. You have Ryan Bannister. I think that's the brother of the former, what do you call him?
Deputy Prime Minister?
Yeah, Deputy Prime Minister. And he was from the B3s. And there's a Miss Williams watching also. So how were things today? Before you get off?
Well, it's challenging as usual when you're dealing with different personalities and, you know, things like that. But I'm always up to the challenge.
Okay, so Thomas Lowe is watching also. So what I want to do, as I say, the younger people have never heard of Laverne Eve. Some of the older people know a lot about Laverne Eve, but tend to forget all the So tell me, how did you get involved in sports? Just at the start now.
From the beginning.
Yes, from the beginning.
Well, with track and field, I was at L.W. Young.
Great school.
And Mr. Ryan,
a great school.
Yeah, of course, the Golden Eagles.
Yes.
And Mr. Rand came up to me, one of the PE teachers came up to me, and he said, you big, why don't you come throw the shot put? I said, I don't know how to throw the shot put. He said, I'll show you. And we did a couple throwing sessions, and Stephanie Ramin, Pancho's sister, she informed me about Carista. And she said, you should try out for the Carista trials. You could make the team. So I didn't know anything about it, so I went out and I tried out, and I made the team, and my sister, Beryl, I ended up in the Pioneers because of her. But she was going to a meeting one Sunday, I think it was, and she was like, you want to come? So I say, yeah, I'll come. And from that day on, I've been competing and throwing and being a member of the Pioneer Track Club since then. But other sports I've done through basketball, volleyball, that was done, you know, started through high school with Martin Lundy, Linda Davis, you know, they, you know, those who had kind of inspired me to, you know,
well,
play those sports.
You may or may not know that Martin Lundy, we went to St. Augustine together, and then we went to St. John's and in Minnesota. And we had a most wonderful time. Let me tell you something about Martin.
Martin was the one that recruited me. He came back, Martin Lundy.
Yeah. But
that's how I ended up at SAC.
Martin was somebody in one of these meets that we used to have. It was a meet that had not just the private school, but it was a meet that had, the meet that had the private and public schools at some point. And Martin won the 100 and the 1500 one day. I don't know if anybody had ever done that.
The 100 and the 15, that's a big
thing. That's a big thing. That's a big thing. That's a big thing.
Oh, gosh.
Now,
he didn't tell me that. I'll have to remind him about
remind
that.
Remind him. So let me ask you, when you left here, no, tell us a little bit about your competition in the junior level. You did something that few people were able to do. Giselle Bain is watching. So tell us.
Well,
in Carifta now, in Carifta.
Yeah, well, Carifta, I started out with Carifta. I won the Austin Seely twice. Austin Seely.
That's what I'm talking about.
Trophy. Yeah, for most outstanding athlete. Then I went on to competing at like Junior Pan Am. I've won the shot put and silver in the javelin at the junior level.
But Laverne, wait 1 second. You know what, I have plenty of time on my hands, it seems, and I have so many pictures, results in the house. I have to throw some away. But there was a big article posted at The Guardian many years ago about the Pan Am Junior Championships. And what did you do in the Pan Am Junior Championships?
The Pan Am Junior Championship.
That was right after
the Olympics.
That was
held in Nassau, right? That's the one in Nassau.
The only one that's been held in. Pray to God
right. We
will have one of them here again. Why can't we have some here again? And that was right after the Olympics in Los Angeles.
In L.A.
In L.A., yes.
Right. Yeah, Pan Am, I threw the shot put and the javelin.
Yes, yes, yes.
Second in the javelin, and I think I won the shot put.
Uh-huh.
It's been so long.
And,
yeah.
And you know, there were some interesting people running here, you know. You know who was one of them?
Who?
The young lady, she came third. And she has the fingernails. You know what I'm talking about.
The fingernails?
Yeah.
Florence?
Fancy fingernails. And she had a health challenge. I'm forgetting what it is. But she was third.
Mm-hmm.
And she became one of the best hurdlers in the world.
Gail?
She competed right here.
Gail. Oh.
And there were a number of other people who have competed. And when you look at it, right in Nassau.
She had Graves' disease.
Graves' disease. Now tell us about your participation in the United States.
Well, after you know, my junior I got a scholarship to Eastern Oklahoma State Junior College in in Riverton, Oklahoma. There I competed in the shot discus, the javelin. I did some high jumping as well. Outstanding athlete. What else I did? From there, I went on to Louisiana State. I got a scholarship from Louisiana State University. And one of the coaches that recruited me there, I'm not sure if you remember Lauren Seagrave.
Do I remember Lauren Seagrave? At one point, I think we had the opportunity to do something at St. Augustine's College. But, you know, we see Lauren every now and then, you know. Although he is out of the thing, he gets to coach athletes from all over the world. And he is one of the very best.
So we have a chat group with the LSU girls, you know, who went to LSU, a group of us. And he's always in the chat group. So I reach out every now and then. I see him every now and then in the chat. He's doing very well. So I ended up at LSU, NCAA champion, SEC champion in the javelin, All-American in the shot put discus, competed there for a couple of years. And from there, that elevated, you know, me to, you know, higher competition, traveling throughout Europe, competing in the Grand Prix.
There's something that you didn't see. There was a time when the United States track and field, anybody was able to, from anywhere in the world, able to compete in their national championships.
Yeah, so in what were you? That's in Houston, Texas.
Yes.
I won the USA Nationals.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. For you to win, to beat everybody. And then something else.
USA Nationals.
Something else that I'm forgetting.
And also, bronze medal at the World Cup. I was bronze medalist at the World Cup in Barcelona, Spain in 89.
Very few people know that. And a Chinese lady won, I think. And you, I don't know.
Well, no. Petra Felke, the world record holder, she won.
I was in second place leading up to the last round,
and the Chinese girl, she threw, and she beat me by a few inches.
So, what's the name of the lady who won? I know that name very well.
Petra Felke. She's from Germany, the former world record holder.
Yeah, let me tell you something. It's going to be a joke. We're in Stuttgart or someplace, and I am walking along, and I took a picture of that lady. And you know, in those days, you take the picture and you have them home.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law say, that's my sweetheart. I say, no. No, we're just, you know, when you go around the place, you meet people, and that is it. So I will never forget. I'll never forget her. So, so tell me about Europe.
Also, I've Commonwealth champion. Silver medalists at the Commonwealth Games, numerous.
Which ones were they?
2006 was the silver medalist in
Down Under.
Melbourne, yes, Sydney. Yes. And 2002 was in London.
In London.
Not London.
No, I know where you mean. I know what you mean. It's not in London.
Manchester.
Well, let me tell you a joke about Manchester. Sir Arlington Butler, he's supposed to know everything about track and field and everything else. So this fella decided that he's going to be a part of the conversation. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Sir Arlington, we call him Sir Arlington Butler, the Earl of Winton, and he asked the person, so who may you be? The fella said, Tony Blair. That's the prime minister. That's the prime minister, and we can't forget that. But tell us, tell us about going through Europe.
By the way,
I went to the World Indoor Championships in Moscow, and I had sufficient. I was going to fly from Moscow to the Commonwealth Games. But as it happened, I decided to go home and see if I could get there. Now, I had sufficient miles to be able to go wherever it is. But the challenge was, Laverne, that I would have had to wait, okay? Wait for another week to come back. I say, no, I have to get home to my family. Dawn was with me. And I had to, I have people in the house. So we decided not to go. So tell us about your sojourn on the European scene.
Well, on the European scene, I have, it's a lot of traveling. It's been so long. I've been ranked as high as number 2 or number 3 in the world.
I know that.
Just competing throughout Europe.
And I will
great
say,
experience.
I will say, Laverne, there are not many Bahamians who are ranked that high, and I leave it like that. Let me say, tell you, there's a Mo Williams who is watching, Giselle Bain, Jim Storr.
Hi, everyone.
they're all watching right there. So go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, competing through Europe has been the highlights of, my career. And, not saying that it's have been the 5 Olympics. My first Olympics was in 1988 in Seoul, Korea. And I missed the following one. I think it was in Germany, Stuttgart. I didn't go to Germany because I was hurt.
Oh, okay.
And 2000 in Sydney. No, 1996 in Atlanta, 2000 in Sydney, 2004 Greece, and my last Olympics was in 2008 in Beijing, and 10 World Championships. Now, I can't remember all them places.
I know.
It's been since the early 90s.
Laverne, you're getting old. But anyhow, go ahead.
Yes, I know. But great memories, so love it. Great memories.
Well, at this point, I would like for anybody who wants to talk to Laverne, please do. And the numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and speak to Laverne. I have this young lady in Atlanta, of course, Juanita DeVoe. And you know of any DeVoe? In the Bahamas, they have to be related to us. And one, she is related to, Shark. He is at one of those. Well, he is already retired. But they're all family of us. And so please call Laverne. I'm sure that there people who you are not aware of. Somebody I see now with Jim Storr. I may have mentioned it before. But this is the opportunity for each and every one of you all over the world to get up close and, how do I call it, close and comfortable with Laverne. Ask her. Give us a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Please give us a call and talk. Kermit. Good evening. Nobody's on the phone. Okay, go ahead. Still talking with Laverne. So tell us a little bit more about your, I call it your sojourn through Europe and other places?
I've competed through Europe for several years. It has always been, it is always a great experience. Every country, every, you know, athlete, it's great also meeting, you know, different athletes, you know. I've had several, many friends throughout Europe. So, which I would like to see again. They're not competing anymore, of course. And then competing, Dan Papp was my coach as well. And he's been my trainer or my coach for many, many, many years through LSU.
LSU, yes.
And even after, yeah.
So do me a favor. Do me a favor. Just tell Dan and your other coach that I think about them. You know, when we travel,
Lauren,
when you have an opportunity to travel, you try and see people that you only see at the World Championships
or the
Olympics.
Yeah, at that level. Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I've been to every World Championships that there ever was, and I'm looking forward to go to Eugene. First time it'll be in the United States. And then I look to go to Budapest, Hungary. Oh, and that's going to be something else. I am forgetting
when
about
is, when
the Olympic
is Budapest?
Game. Budapest will be 2 years after Eugene, Oregon.
Eugene.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes. Hungary.
That would be a nice trip. Oh, Hungary. I've been to Hungary. It's nice.
Well, I've been there twice. And it's so good, you know, it's so good to go to, well, I say, meet people from all over the world. Whenever you go someplace, you wonder, yeah?
Right.
Yeah, and guess what? I am looking at, in another two or so weeks, I am going to get George Williams. Mm-hmm. George Williams, to see if I can get him on the show. Get him on the show, and we'll see what happens. Yes. So, as I say, you can ask Laverne whatever you wish, and the numbers to call 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. Call and talk to Laverne. And if you're not going to talk to Laverne, Laverne and I have some other things to talk about that will, I think, make a difference in what we're talking about this evening. The numbers, once again, to call 323-6232. 325-4259. Hazel Bain, of course, is watching. Jim Storr, mm-hmm. as I say. And I said that Juanita DeVoe, we good cousin from Exuma. And I tell you that, there are more people that you don't see their name or whatever it is on here who are watching and listening to this show.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I will tell you that.
That is awesome.
Yes, that's what I am talking
about. That is awesome.
That's what I am talking about. So let me ask you, and following, what do you, have you followed, what's her name? Shawnee Miller-Weibo and...
oh, my God, every year.
Every year. And the young fellow who I said, he was at the stadium, and I looked at mm-hmm. him, and I said he had broken the record in the 200 meters. Okay?
Who's that?
I'm forgetting his name now. He ran the 4x4. He ran the 4x4. Now, this was at the Penn Relays, and he had And that was one of the first events where the, you know, it's USA versus America. And USA versus the teams from all over the world, teams from all over the world. And you know at the pen relays, they do that. So tell us about some other.
I still follow every summer, every year. I want to see, you know, I love to see athletes compete, especially throughout Europe, you know. Shawnee and Federer and, the names can't come to me right now. I guess I am getting kind of old.
No, you know.
The 400-meter runner.
That's Stevie Gardner.
Male.
Stevie Gardner.
It makes me proud, very proud to see them, you know, that, you know, they're on the circuit competing. I mean, it is not easy getting there, but they're there and they're doing extremely well.
But let me say this.
Extremely well.
Let me say this. First of all, at the World Championships in Doha, this lady was saying that ain't no big thing. She ran a time that was nearly a world record time. But a year later, you know what happened, eh? A year later, you know what happened? She is not going to be able to run. I don't know how much punishment they're going to give her. But she ain't going to run tomorrow or day after tomorrow. Doping.
From
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
And her mother is from, what's the name of the place? They recruit a lot of people. It's close. It's all in the area of Doha. It's all in that.
Are you talking about?
In Doha at the World Championships, 2 years of 2019. Yes.
What event? What event are you talking about?
The 400 meters with Shawnee. Yes. This lady ran a number of races. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, you know how Shawnee runs? Shawnee takes her time. Yeah.
You're talking about Bahrain. From
that's
Bahrain.
That's right.
She's from Bahrain.
Her father is a Nigerian, and her mother is Bahrain.
Right.
But Bahrain.
NASA.
Yeah, Bahrain, yeah. They pay for people. They don't even have to stay in Bahrain, but they pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
So it is my feeling that between Shawnee and CV, they are going to, at some point, break those world records. That is, you know, the world record in the 400 meters was done way down under in a World Cup in Australia. In Australia. This is before your
2000?
The World Cup.
World Cup.
In Australia. In Australia.
You went way back.
So that is way back. So, you know, I believe that is something that will happen. The young man from South Africa, he has been having his challenges. When you have a challenge, I mean, I don't know. Injury does to you. I feel bad for him, but, last year when at the World Championships in Doha, I told him that the next thing that he was going to do, we're talking about the Olympics, and I said that you have to ensure that you ain't running all over the world.
Too many races.
But you know, Stevie had challenges because of young and getting up so high. You know, he had the opportunity to go to, forget the name of the place, where the Bislett Mile is, and guess what? Somebody recruited him, that fella passed now, Stephen did 44-something. Ain't that something else?
That's the
first time he ever left the country to run, okay? Before that, he was running the 200, and then he moved to the 400.
Yeah, we need to do some scouting in those family islands, big time.
Oh, well,
we
talked about that, and the young man from, what's the name? They had something talking to the Minister of Youth Sports and Culture as to what we can do. And a number of people, when they look at it and they said, yes, we have coaches in the States, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for all intents and purposes, those coaches are in school. And they have their, you know, they have their, what they need to do with the athletes. Now, we're talking about our lady who made the finals in the 100 meter hurdles. Charlton. So you know who her coach is. You know who her coach is. Lonnie.
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie Green. Okay. Well, Lonnie has done well with a number of hurdlers. Quite a number of hurdlers. One of the hurdlers who was so good and had the national record, she decided she's not running no more. She ain't worrying about any records. And guess what she's doing? She's decided that she is taking her talents to get people in a gym and have them ready, do whatever they need to do. Nothing to do with, you know. But, you know, there are so many people in the Bahamas who do their exercise, who start the next thing. So, you know, I like to see her on Facebook, but, you know, she has had her time, and she's doing what she wants to do today. Because when your time is over, you need to, how do I say it? You need to transit to something else. This Juanita says that, yes, love your program. So tell us what you would wish to do. Let me tell you that I was the Neville Wisdom gave myself the opportunity to be the chairperson of I'm forgetting what we call it in those days because we haven't had anything like that since. And Brent Stubbs and I went to Abaco, and we went from north and south, east and west in Abaco, and one of the things we asked them for was to be able to go to where Stevie Gardner was.
Right.
And guess what? It was $800 to get from Abaco to, you know what I'm talking about, where Stevie is.
Right.
And the coach was not there. Coach Williams was not there. So when we landed, we rushed right there with all the teachers and everybody else. And when we left, the plane came. And we had to rush to the plane. All we did is we saw we were landing. And we were going back. And one of these days, I'd like to go. And then the week afterwards, we went to Acklands and Crooked Island.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? In Acklands, we had athletes in Acklands. You know what they were doing? They came to the Nationals, and it happened to be a week before. Right around the time of the elections, so nobody was checking it, but we had two or three people in Akron's who got medals at the Nationals. Isn't that something else?
And wow, that we, basic, have, we have the athletes on the list. So, find a way, or scout them and find a way to work with these athletes, because I'm pretty sure there are athletes that have probably more so than we have in Nassau. I mean, we have great athletes in the Family Islands.
Well,
we do,
well,
but because
well,
of we're not one land mass, it's very difficult, you know, get to. We need to work with coaches. We need to find a way. We have to find a way.
So, Laverne,
mm-hmm.
The new Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture. He is putting together an advisory committee for people who knows the sport, who knows culture, and who knows this, that, and the next thing. But we need to, at some point, have to impress the people that Nassau is not the Bahamas.
Exactly.
Just as an instance, we talk about Cat Island. Cat mm-hmm. Island has the most, the best, how do I call it? He's talking about you, young man, Aloysius Johnson. You, and they were talking about Joe Johnson, Aloysius. Aloysius went to school with my brother Roosevelt. I'm sure he went to Government High, as I can remember. But I'll tell you this. Sonika Clark is also watching. But what I am saying is, you know, there is a set of coaches who've decided to put some money, okay, and mm-hmm. to go to some of the closer islands, like I guess Exuma, still North Andrews, and I'm not particularly sure, but what I am saying is that people are doing that, but it has to be expanded a little bit more. Last year,
and not only that,
yes,
we need not just looking or recruiting runners or sprinters, we need throwers as well.
We need, you know, let me say this. Yeah, we have throwers. You haven't been.
Well, I mean, we have,
not at the
more.
Level.
I watched the young lady who Corrington coached
at the World
World Youth.
At the World Youth, yes.
Did extremely well. I watched the whole thing.
And,
I was
and
so
the
proud.
The young man in the javelin.
And the javelin,
yes.
We have javelin throwers.
Well, let me tell you this. Corrington tells me that he is not going to be doing this for more than another 3 years or so. So here
uh-huh.
you are. But you're more concerned with the Family Islands. You know something? Mm-hmm. About a year ago, you know there's a Frank Pancho Ramming meet put mm-hmm. on by the Ministry of Sports. Remember that? Pancho has been doing that forever and ever.
Uh-huh.
The primary school meet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's named after Pancho. So guess what? You had North and Central Andrews. They beat everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the opportunity to go down there. Oh, man, mm-hmm. it was just something else. And I recorded, I had the opportunity of recording the people who were there. And, they gave us an idea of who they were, the people who came to Nassau for the meet at the stadium, and then when they came back to the area I'm talking about, Central and North Andrews, I mean, they mm-hmm. really had a great time. I really enjoyed it, seeing people that I didn't see for a while. I think there's somebody that I saw that you probably may not remember. She lived with, I'm trying to see if that was her. Somebody was from Long Island, and she's now a nurse. And she ran the 800 or one of them, and I think she stayed with Miss Woodside then, but she is now a nurse. But to see people again and again, anytime you go through a family island and you see somebody that you have not seen, it is nearly a good feeling as when you go to the World Championships and you see somebody that you haven't seen for a while. So tell us.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. So tell us some of the things that you are thinking about doing. You're talking about the throws.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I work with United Healthcare at this time.
Yes.
But on one or two athletes I hear, high school, I worked with one kid last year, and he ended up winning the state championship here in Florida. So, I mean, that's something I always wanted to give back. One of the things I wanted to concentrate on was, athletes in the family island, because I feel like they've been left behind. They're not talked about. And we do have athletes on the family island.
Well,
everybody comes from Nassau. Athletes in Nassau, no.
Laverne, they're talked about if you are top level. But let me say this. You had a quality that you were going to do. And what was this? Lenore Archer, how are you, my dear? This is Alpheus Finlayson. Say hello to your daughter and your son. Thank you ever so much. But Laverne, you were somebody who could do the heptathlon. Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, Hawk, that was supposed to have been my event, but boy, the running part.
No, I understand that.
The 800.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But what I am saying is that you have that stand. You don't have to do it yourself. You can understand,
Yeah.
And I think it is so important. It's so important. It seems as though my phone died, and that is it. But we still can have some discussions, Laverne. Give us an idea. The question is, it's going to take some time for the Ministry of Sports, Youth Sports and Culture to do what they need to do. And I think that at some point within the next year or so, they would be looking at people through this advisory committee to do what they need to do. And that's right. Really, really, really important. And, it's more than you think,
Wow.
So I would think that by that time, one thing at a time. Unfortunately, the former government decided that they were going to get rid of cancel the World Relays. And everybody wanted to come to the Bahamas. Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture went to Yokohama to try to get the World Relays back. Anyhow, that's a topic for another discussion. That should happen in the new Brave Davis time, because you don't just have to bid for it. Now, who is that on this line, Kermit? It looks like somebody else. Hello.
Alpheus and Laverne. This is Chad Rutherford.
Hi.
My old schoolmate. How you doing?
Hey, Chad.
Chad. Laverne, you old as Chad.
Hey.
You old as Chad, Laverne?
Yeah, man.
Sack 83, man. Sack 83. I had to call to see my girl, man.
Okay,
Chad. It's been a while now. How are you?
In between Houston and Nassau. I'm fine.
Oh, you're between Houston and Nassau. My sister's in Houston.
Yeah. I had lunch with Beryl one day.
Oh, okay.
Nice to hear from you. I didn't know you were in Houston. Between Nassau and Houston.
Yeah.
I don't remember her telling me that.
I had three kids in Houston.
I have to, when I call her tonight, I'm going to ask her why.
Yeah, it's a great show, man. I was really eating my tuna sandwich and drinking my lemonade and enjoying this.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad you enjoy it.
I was asking for Laverne quite a bit. Talked to Fritz Knowles and people like that.
Oh, Fritz used to always make contact with me, tell me about his son in baseball. Yeah.
Yeah. He sends me, we talk every now and then. Fritz talks. Boy, he talks.
Yeah.
But when we do talk, we talk.
Well, the last time I saw him is when his father died. Oh, that really was something
else.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he called me about 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think about 2 weeks ago. Yeah, we talk every now and then. Because he lives in Orlando.
Right.
I think he was in Orlando. Yeah, he moved there.
But this is something else, you know. This is really something else. Boy. There's something that I, since we have the time, I did not see. The young man who is in charge of World Athletics. What's his name? World Athletics.
Who's in charge of
World Athletics? Yes. There's only one. He was the head of the London Olympics. 800 meters. 1,500 meters. World Athletics.
Come on, Laverne, Google it.
Or IAAF. Tell her, Chad.
Oh, God. I'm trying.
He did a world record in the 800. It's right close to Rome, and that record was there for.
Cole,
that's him.
Oh, there you go.
Cole.
He just had a good day.
I should be seeing his face, but the name wasn't coming out.
That's right. Yeah.
Cole. Yeah.
So,
okay.
So.
So you're right about that.
He has a birthday. What's his name from? From Jamaica. I'm trying to remember his name now. He went to Southern Cal. He was second in the 100 meters in Mexico City. And then we have Mike Conley, of course, in the triple jump. Victor Sanayev, who is to me is one of the best triple jumpers in the world. He did records and records and records. And as a matter of fact, I think he was fourth in the Olympic Games in Moscow. May have been third, mm-hmm. But they said the Russians were the Soviets were cheating so much till they cheated him. out of the silver medal, you know, the silver medal, and that's the place where the British fella won the 100 meters. I'm trying to remember his name now, but that's a long time ago.
You get some statistics. You remember all these things, man.
No, Laverne, I live that, you know. I live that today. I live that. I tell you, I find all kinds of things in the house. I'm throwing out some.
Was it Linford Grisby?
No. Linford was in a little later.
No, okay.
That was before Linford. Yeah.
But you know, Linford got kicked off of in Atlanta, remember? And our man from Washington State kicked him off. I could always remember that. You remember that, Laverne?
Yeah.
In the 100 meters. In the 100 meters, you know.
He was not happy.
Not happy. I had the opportunity to see Linford in Rio. I had the opportunity to see him in Rio. And it's really something else. But, you know, a number of people have had, one is Brown, who is married to my good cousin, and his birthday is this evening. So we'll hook up when I leave here. And then, otherwise, we're talking also about, what are we talking about? We're talking about debts. First of all, you may have heard of the death of Ivan Johnson, who the man with the punch. He just died day before yesterday. And then Doris Fitzgerald, the last of the Freddie Money, the Money's clan. She passed at 96. And then you had a photographer, one of the best. I'm trying to remember his name now. He is he's one of the best. And he just passed. A nice fella, a part of the photography association. Real good. He's from New York. He is from New York. Anything else that you want to talk about, Chad?
Oh, I was just going to say, just congratulate my SAC champion. And, congrats to the class of 83. Oh, I don't want to be shouting your age around the place, but yeah, 1983.
I'm good.
Well,
sorry. But,
that's okay.
Yes.
Chad, you home or are you here?
I'm right here in Nassau. Yes, right here.
You got a car? Yep. Please. No, I'm serious.
Yeah, we could have a drink sometime. You don't mean tonight, do you?
No. My phone is dead, and because my phone is dead, I don't have a charger. And with that in mind, I have no way to get home, because the person who I am calling. If the phone is dead, I don't know if anybody here has a charger, but I could check.
They might be listening.
So where would you be?
At the Guardian.
At the Guardian?
Yes.
Gotcha. That's the one by UB, right?
There's only one Guardian.
I sometimes
no, somebody came here. I won't call the name. And guess where they went? They went to the Tribune.
Okay, right. See?
And they realized that... They realized that, you know, because they were thinking about the Tribune.
Right.
And supposed to come to the Guardian. They realized that, you know. So that is something else. But we will see happens. So I have my time. I don't need to rush. Whenever you can get here, I would appreciate it. I will just sit downstairs or whatever.
No problem.
Yeah, and give me the time, because there's no way you could call me on the phone that's dead.
Yeah, well, I'll just finish saying, yes, Laverne, whatever you could do to keep the kids encouraged here. And, you know, get
encouraged,
them
track, yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, let's get them going, man. We need more athletes.
Yeah, we got to. Yeah. I see you see Jamaica get all these athletes in the discus shot put.
But they've always been doing that, Laverne. We forget that, you know.
Yeah.
You know what happened? When we used to beat Jamaica so much, Jamaica decided to have a field events meet, and that's what made them to come to where they are now. Basically, sprinted. Thank you, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much, Laverne. I really appreciate you.
Thanks for having me, Hawk.
Oh, well, of course. Thank you so much, Kermit. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you again and again and again.
All right, guys.
Okay, Chad. Have a good one. Be safe.
And for all of those who were listening in some way or the other,